Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
What, it's Friday already? Oh, my goodness.
Time for Movies with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Hello, folks.
Hey, hi, John.
Kind of snuck up on me there, including the releases for this week. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel. This is a sequel, yes, yes, yes?
That's
yes, right.
All right, let's hear the clip.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Well, the hearing's gone then, obviously.
Yeah, along with your backbone.
I don't know why I tell you anything.
Because I'm older and wiser.
19 days older.
That's the entire lifespan of a wasp.
Oh, my goodness. Judi Dench, Maggie Smith. I can't get enough of it, but I'm a little scared of this film, Kristen.
I think you should be a little bit scared of it.
Because when I saw the first one, I didn't imagine they were thinking there was a sequel, but it did so well, so...
Exactly. I think that's what happened. And so they're trying to stretch out a story that maybe doesn't need to be stretched out. This is a retirement community in India. The proprietor of their community is Dev Patel, who's also in our other movie this week, Chappie. And we see all of these great, elite UK actors together again. And unfortunately, this time, there's not quite as much story to work with, and they're trying to stretch a story where there's not much there. It's nice spending time with these folks, but it's not really memorable, and not much happens.
I don't really think it is that nice spending time with these folks. Again, I think that's a big problem is they've made these characters...
Trapped in the Marigold Hotel would be a better title.
I think that's right. Well, yeah, the title is funny because I think what it's trying to say is another best exotic Marigold Hotel, but it always seems like second best exotic Marigold
that
Hotel to me.
Yeah, second best, yeah, right, but not something you want to put in the title.
Right,
so
right.
So this was kind of dashed off without a lot of thought.
It is, yeah.
Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, anything?
Bill Nighy, I mean, it's a great cast, amazing cast, but I mean, if you can't make good use of Bill Nighy, who's like one of the best actors around, I think you're really doing something wrong.
All right, this next film I'm very excited about. It's from the director of District 9,
yes?
That's right. Chappie.
Chappie, if you want to be in the gang, you have to be cool like Daddy. Look how Daddy walks. Look how cool he is. You need to keep a gangster, Chappie.
You need to keep a gangster.
Yeah, you need to be cool.
Don't laugh, I'm being cool.
Cool. Even when you put a gun, you have to be cool like this. Boom! And you try.
No, I can't shoot people.
What?
I can't shoot them. They didn't do anything to me.
How are you going to do the heist with us if you don't shoot people?
Sounds like a reprise of the Terminator 2 scene where, the Terminator is being taught the rules of how to be a human by what's his name there? But what do you think of this, Raver?
Well, I was really excited for this film, too. I love District 9. Neil Blomkamp was the director and writer of that. Elysium was his follow-up, kind of a disappointment. And I think this film just turns out to be a complete disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got Charlton Copley from District 9 is playing Chappie, the robot. Hugh Jackman plays the villain. But it's a structural mess. You can't tell what's going on in any given scene. And it's no fun watching that little robot, this childlike, sentient robot, being raised by what are essentially abusive parents, these horrible gangster thugs who teach him how to shoot people. It's not a very fun story, and there's something very kind of dark and cold about this worldview that also made it not that much fun to spend any time in.
All right, he's too much of a parent. It was a fabulous movie, right, Kristen?
I'm sorry, but I have to completely agree with you, Rafer. You are right in this case. The characters are so unlikable. The people who Chappie ends up with, I did not want to spend a single second with, and yet I felt I was trapped with them for the rest of my life. It just went on and on and on. Overly long, overly violent, and not very smart either. I feel that there must have been a kernel of something smart in there somewhere, but while I was watching it, it just felt like a hot mess.
Boy, a real bad weekend we got here. So I guess we just stay home and listen to the podcast. What's on the podcast?
We are going to be talking about Tina Fey's new Netflix series.
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I can't wait to see that. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, the co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks so much, John. You too.